This is Jay Sekulow. The president makes a speech in Germany and a protest about the IRS in Washington, D.C.
I'm an American.
Live from Washington, D.C.
Red, white, and blue.
Jay Sekulow Live.
As free peoples, we stated our convictions long ago. As Americans, we believe that all men are created equal.
This is not a situation in which we are rifling through the ordinary emails of German citizens or American citizens or French citizens or anybody else. This is not a situation where we simply go into the internet and start searching any way that we want.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I'm not interested in scoring political points. I want to protect and preserve the America that I grew up in. The America that people cross oceans and risk their lives to become a part of. And I'm terrified it is slipping away.
I think what is the most alarming and what is the most scary is that when you allow the government to go so far and you don't stop them, they go farther. And it just pretty soon we're in tyranny.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Podcast, everyone. We're taking your calls about faith and freedom at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The president's giving a speech in Germany, and there is a huge protest taking place in Washington, D.C. Jordan is going to be speaking at an event organized by the Tea Party groups across the country, and I was just monitoring it online. And folks, I will tell you something. You're talking about numbers that I think, Jordan, look like they mean the tens of thousands of people coming.
Yeah, there's definitely thousands of people in Washington, D.C. already. We had about 10 of our clients here today. They're speaking. Also, at the rally, you heard some of them in the intro today. They were at the office, the Wetumpka Tea Party, Becky Gerritsen, and then others as well, about 15 clients total. I'll be speaking between 1 and 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. There's live stream on Tea Party Patriots website. That's teapartypatriots.org or C-SPAN. Fox News is breaking into it as well. I drove up to the office today to meet with our clients early this morning, and that was hours before. I mean, that was 9 this morning, and there were already thousands of people outside of our nation's capital, right outside the Capitol building, looking out on the National Mall, and I couldn't believe it. It was like a flashback to 2009.
Folks, what do you think about the reaction right now? You got the president over in Germany saying, we're not spying on German citizens, we're not spying on American citizens, and you got the Tea Party really engaging the issue. More revelations coming out about Washington involvement in the IRS scandal. Benghazi, fast and furious. How do you view your government right now as we talk about faith and freedom? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Than Bennett, Director of our Governmental Affairs, are you expecting what kind of reaction? You got a lot of members from the House and Senate speaking today.
Yeah, dozens and dozens of members of Congress. And, Jay, I just think it's the latest evidence that this is far from over for the American people. I mean, these groups are willing to come back to Washington. Becky Gerritsen and Kevin Kukagee, they were just here testifying a couple of weeks ago. They are willing to come back to tell their story, standing alongside Jordan. So, bottom line, I think a lot in D.C. want this to go away. The American people aren't going to let that happen.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, we're fighting back. We've got a petition right now to protect the Constitution. I encourage you to sign it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You're going to want to engage this issue, folks. You've got a Constitution that is in crisis because the president's decided that, well, basically, you don't want to support the HHS mandate. We're going to force it on you. The IRS doesn't like your position, we're going to audit you. That's not the way it works in America. Join our petition now, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255.
Now more than ever, the U.S. Constitution is under attack. Just look at what's taking place in Washington. A concerted effort to unlawfully and unconstitutionally target conservative groups by the IRS. An Obama administration that tramples the constitutional rights of a free press. Since its inception, America has been guided by the Constitution and the rule of law. But there's a troubling seismic shift underway now in Washington, and scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. Bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're going to talk about what's on your mind today about our country. How do you, your fears, your concerns, the things you're pleased with? We'll kind of open our lines up today and talk. Jordan and Than have now gone over to the Capitol. We're there. Jordan's going to be speaking. Than's working with a large number of members of Congress at this Tea Party rally, which was put together literally in a few days. And based on what I saw online, I think they're going to have 20 or 30,000 people there, maybe more. I mean, it was packed already. And Than said that getting into Washington, so did Jordan, saying Jordan lives on right near Capitol Hill, said very, very tough to get into the office. There were so many people coming in. So that's a good sign. The American people are reacting. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. David French is with me in our studios here at our media center. David, you know, the president's over in Germany. We've got the newest revelations with the IRS, which is exactly what we thought. Huge, heavy Washington involvement from the, it looks like really almost from the inception. Holly Paz, I think, is going to become one of the focal points, but it goes much higher than from her than her. But you've got an email. We've got an email that's out right now this morning, and a lot of you are getting it because we know a lot of you are reading it. We could tell just by the sheer numbers are coming. David, let's first talk about what's the focus of the email. And if you're not getting our email alerts, folks, you need to do it. We keep you posted on what's going on. You could do that just at aclj.org. But what's the focus of this one?
Well, basically, we're at a constitutional crossroads, and we've seen this coming. We saw this coming with the HHS abortion pill mandate. We fought back against that, and we're 8-0 in federal court right now in those cases. But we've seen this coming from the beginning, and it's been building and building and building to this point where the Obama administration is systematically disregarding core constitutional liberties to advance its political agenda, and it's time for it to stop.
Now, David, we are also looking at a situation that's brewing in the Middle East right now that has you and I very concerned. You do a lot of work in our national and governmental affairs, and there are global kind of, especially on the Middle East. You serve in the United States Army as a judge advocate general. Obviously, you've been in our office in Jerusalem. David Benjamin has been on this broadcast many times. There is a real concern that Egypt is building. Now, we're not on the topic of Egypt this week. We are going to get there next week, though, folks, because we think we're reaching a real crossroads. But this appointment that Morsi did with these radical Islamists, I mean, and we're at the same time waiving our human rights restrictions. You got to ask yourself, what in the world is the president and the administration thinking?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what's especially obscene about that appointment is he appointed a terrorist leader to run a city that was suffered at the hands of an attack from that same group. And that attack, a lot of people don't remember this. This is the late 1990s. They went and killed dozens of foreign tourists desecrated their bodies and put on the bodies notes praising Islam. And the guy who was one of their political leaders of that terrorist group is now a governor of that province. It's astonishing. And, you know, this is the Obama doctrine in action here. I mean, we are empowering jihadist elements across the Middle East, empowering them. And, you know, now we're talking about arming the Syrian rebels, and that's al-Qaeda dominated.
Well, we're going to get into this, folks, as we take your calls, and our phone lines are open for you. Let me encourage you also to do this. We've got a petition that's out. It is direct. And what the email is saying today is very simple. We think we're at a constitutional crossroads, and we can either stand by and allow President Obama to basically violate his oath of office and the Constitution, in our view. He's supposed to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So we've decided we're going to take action. We're not going to just talk about it. We're, of course, filing lawsuits against the IRS in federal court. We've already done. The first one's been filed. We're filing an amendment to that complaint this week. We have filed 8 lawsuits against the HHS mandate. But when the administration pushed for those unconstitutional attacks on our freedom of conscience in the HHS mandate, the ACLJ's 8-0. We've won 8 cases against the Obama administration. Now we've gone after the IRS. When they targeted conservative groups and pro-life groups, saying pro-life organizations were not supported by fact, we went and fought back, and we are in court on that. When the Department of Justice went after James Rosen and another journalist, we were immediately on the airwaves, not just on our broadcast here, but on Fox News and other places, defending the free speech rights of journalists. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to sign a petition today to defend the United States Constitution. You could do that by going to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going right to our phones. Jason is calling. He's on line one. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Jason, you're on the air.
Now that the government has sort of come in and taken away a lot of our Fourth Amendment rights, you know, how does one protect their Fourth Amendment rights? You hear people all the time talking about their Second Amendment rights. You know, don't take our guns. But now that our freedom is taken, and the sense of our privacy being taken, how does one person get back their privacy?
Well, no, you've raised a really good question, and I'll tell you, you can't just talk about it. I mean, you know, I understand there are a lot of, you know, broadcasters, that's what they do, and it's a service. To talk about it is important to educate people. But you've got to take the next step, if you can. We can. So as I said, when the IRS forced employers to cover abortions as part of insurance policies, we filed federal lawsuits. When we found out and figured out that there was real targeting, of course, now the IRS admits it, of conservative and Christian and pro-life groups, we went and filed a federal lawsuit. Jason, I've been doing this for, you know, almost 30 years, and what you've got to do is you fight back, and you got to fight back in the courts and the halls of Congress and in the media, and we're doing all three. But, David, you really need to do all three to keep the momentum going, to keep understanding what's really at stake for our country.
Well, that's right. And, you know, and it's important to sign the petition, too, because here's what the Obama administration counts on. They count on being able to throw some spin out there to deflect attention away, and they count on the fact that they think Americans aren't really paying attention, that this is just, you know, a talk radio issue or a Fox News issue or whatever, and that Americans are not actually paying attention to this. But when we stand up and when we speak out, you defeat the Obama administration's spin. And in issue after issue, we've not only fought back like that, but the petition signatures have created their own media interest in firestorm surrounding issues and have kept them alive.
Yeah, folks, and one of the things we want to do on this one is get as close to 100,000 as we can to defend the Constitution. I got to tell you this, in 2 days, we're at 35,250 online alone. Online alone. If you add phone calls to that, we're probably well over 40,000. So we're about 40% of our goal. Here's what I need you to do. As David said, is absolutely right. Talk back. Speak up. Have your voice heard. You could do that by signing this petition at ACLJ.org or calling us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me tell you something. This Tea Party event going on in Washington, D.C., I'm watching it being streamed right now. Jordan's going to be speaking there this afternoon. There are people just watching. This is, make sure I got this right, Will. This is just the people watching it. Okay, so our producer's telling me this. Just the people watching online through their site, through Tea Party, is over 5,000 people. Couple that with what looks like to me, when I've seen the audience, at least 10,000, maybe more in that area. It is very possible that you're going to have participating in an event today via telecommunications and everything else, 20, 30, maybe 40,000 people. I'm telling you, I really think the American people are speaking out. Can we break into this for a moment? Is that Jenny Beth Martin speaking, the founder of Tea Party Patriots? Take a listen.
Our first speaker today is a congressman who is shedding light on the IRS and helping patriots tell the impact of the IRS's targeting to Congress. Please welcome Ways and Means Chairman Dave Camp.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you for loving America. And thank you for being concerned about a government that has grown too big. And thank you for being concerned about the future we're leaving our children and grandchildren. My committee, the Ways and Means Committee, has been trying to get answers from the IRS for more than 2 years. We're just starting to get some answers. And we know that conservative donors were threatened with gift taxes. Conservatives had private confidential tax information leaked. And conservative groups were systematically targeted by the IRS. As the press has reported, a worker in Cincinnati was quoted as saying, "We don't do anything here without direction." I'm here today to commit to you. We will get the answers. It will take time, but we will get the facts, and we will follow them wherever they lead.
All right, this is the Tea Party event going on right now in Washington, D.C. Jordan will be speaking there this afternoon. Tens of thousands, it looks like. I mean, they have 5,300 just viewing it via the internet. And I think perhaps as many as, I don't know, I'm guessing 10 or 15,000, maybe 20,000 there. In a couple of days, they put this together, folks. We're going to get the answers. Well, we're in federal court. We're going to find out what happened here. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Sign that petition. Get our email alerts. ACLJ.org. Check us out on social media as well. Facebook, Twitter. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I'll be back with David French in just a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Now more than ever, the U.S. Constitution is under attack. Just look at what's taking place in Washington. A concerted effort to unlawfully and unconstitutionally target conservative groups by the IRS. An Obama administration that tramples the constitutional rights of a free press. Since its inception, America has been guided by the Constitution and the rule of law. But there's a troubling seismic shift underway now in Washington, and scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. Bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back, everybody. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. 35,420 of you have signed it online. A couple of hundred at least have called today so far. We are going to get to 100,000 to protect the Constitution of the United States. And if I was ever to say there was a time where the Constitution is under attack, it's right now. We'll break into, by the way, the Tea Party event as we see appropriate. You just heard from the chairman of the committee on House Ways and Means, and he said he's going to get to the bottom of this. We are going to do that. We're going to get to the bottom of it, but we're going to be getting to the bottom of it in the courtroom. That's how we're fighting back. We're going right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Raj is calling from Virginia on line two. Hi, Raj. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay, and we thank God for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
And for all those brave men and women who are standing up. And my prayer is for you to keep encouraged and to keep all those who attended encouraged, that they will go to their elders, they'll go to their pastors, and make sure that from the pulpits of this land, we proclaim liberty.
Well, look, that's how this country started. It was the pulpits were aflame with fires of liberty, and there's no doubt about it, Raj. And I think that what you're seeing, because for this event, I was, you know, as any, you do these events, you always are nervous when you hear they're going to throw an event together, David, in, you know, 48 hours, what's going to happen. But I think this IRS situation has really focused the American people. It's exactly what Raj said. I think pastors as well. This is a government that's being run like a monarchy. I mean, this is not a constitutional republic. We are a constitutional republic, but they're not supposed to operate this way.
It's like a regime that we're dealing with.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it's like a regime. It's the kind of situation, though, that when you're paying attention and this IRS issue pops up, it focuses your mind. But you know what? We've seen this coming for a long time. I mean, going all the way back, and we keep going back to our 8 federal lawsuits on the abortion pill mandate. But think about that. If you're willing to set aside more than 200 years of tradition on the First Amendment for the sake of making people pay for abortion pills, you do not respect the Constitution of the United States.
No, and that's the focus of an email that we've got out today. And folks, if you're not getting our ACLJ email alerts, you need to get them. David, first of all, people want to get them. What do they need to do? Because I think this is really important. There are a lot of you out there listening to the broadcast every day and are not getting these email alerts. You need to get them because it'll keep you posted.
Go to aclj.org. You can sign up, or when you sign one of our petitions, you're going to get emails from us telling all about our work. And you know what's incredibly important about these is they get attention.
Yeah, they do.
They get attention. I mean, going back to the talking about Egypt, no one was talking about
right.
U.S. taxpayer support for Egyptian weapons for the Muslim Brotherhood until we put it out there on a petition, and it became national and international news.
Well, I'll tell you, you're right about that. And you look at the IRS abuse petition, I think we got 120,000 signatures on that. And lo and behold, we get huge hearings, and the abuse, frankly, is coming out every single day. So your voice is being heard. We've got a petition out right now. We say we're at a constitutional crossroads, and we think the President of the United States, you think he's preserving, protecting, and defending the Constitution? I don't. And I'll tell you a couple reasons why. You don't mandate someone to support abortion when it violates their conscience. You don't sick the IRS on conservatives and Christian and pro-life groups because you don't like their opinion. You don't have the Department of Justice target journalists who are engaging in free speech activities to try to find out what's going on inside the government. That's not the way a republic is supposed to work. So if you want to join us in a fight for our nation, I'm going to ask you to go to aclj.org right now and sign on to our petition to defend the Constitution, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Almost 7,000 people viewing the Tea Party Patriot Conference going on right now in Washington, D.C. Let's break into it for a moment.
Voluntarily, because I don't believe it should be a career. I signed on to come back and fight to get our government back on track again and balanced and according to the Constitution. I want to tell you something. If we adhered strictly to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution and its 20 enumerated powers, we would balance the budget next week. And that's what we need to do.
These are congressmen coming out, folks, and speaking one after another, saying exactly what we've been saying on this broadcast for a long time. So your voice is being heard. Let's go to Daniel in Texas. He's on line three. And, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, lines are jammed now. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Daniel, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay, a couple of comments. First,
sure.
About Syria. I'm outraged at, first, Obama, but McCain, too. These rebels have...
You're talking about in Syria?
Infiltrated within them.
Well, I'm where the Syria situation, I'm going to go right to David on this, because I am concerned. I'm obviously, Assad is awful and is a tyrant. But I think it's al-Qaeda is a lot of these rebels. I mean, this is, you know... You worry about what this is going to mean. David, what's your sense? You've worked there.
Let's be really clear about what happened here. When Assad, who is an Iranian ally and supports Hezbollah in Lebanon, so he's a bad guy, he was initially under attack by elements of his army that were more secular. The Obama administration sat on its hands, did nothing. And then... the opposition changed. The opposition changed to become more jihadist,
right,
and more dominated by al-Qaeda.
It gave them time.
It gave them time. And so he made a terrible mistake. Almost everyone across the spectrum understands that he made a terrible mistake. And now you've got a jihadist al-Qaeda-dominated militia fighting an Iranian-dominated government. And are we going to give weapons to the al-Qaeda jihadists? I mean, that's the real concern here.
Well, we're going to get into this in great detail, folks, next week. We're going to have David on. I'm going to be on Skip Ash, our government affairs folks. We're going to get David Benjamin over in our office in Israel. Rami Levy, who's our director general. We're going to give you the full analysis next week on what's going on here and how this is going to play out with regard to Egypt. You've got this unrest in Turkey also going on. I mean, it's just an important time right now. Also, by the way, stay tuned. You know, we're here for another half hour. If you're listening to us on Sirius XM, you get the full hour. A number of stations carried as well. But you can also simply go over to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We're streaming there. Our good friend Louis Gohmert, congressman from Texas, is right now speaking. Let's go to him for a moment here.
Wow. You know, most of the time here in Washington, we can't call it common sense. But today, with you here, common sense is common. Thank you for doing that. Now, finally, some of us have been praying that American eyes would be open to a very subversive, oppressive, let's see, what are good words? Oh, yeah, divisive. Dismissive, derisive American government, I believe someone once said. Well, and it has been. And guess what? I think our prayers are being answered. People are awakening. A majority of people are saying, we don't trust the government now.
This is Congressman Louis Gohmert, who's been on this broadcast many times, a good friend of ours. Over 7,800 people watching it online, another 10 or 15, 20,000 in attendance. Jordan will be speaking this afternoon. We're going to be covering it live right here. Stay tuned on this, folks. Go to ACLJ.org and sign on that petition to defend the Constitution or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. 2255. We're going to break into the Tea Party rally. When we come back, you're not going to want to miss it. So go to ACLJ.org. We'll have the whole broadcast streamed live for you there. ACLJ.org. If you don't get the whole hour, you can also sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with a lot more in a moment. Because everything's on the line. We got to rise
up. We got to stay strong. Scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. Bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Oh,
down south, take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your bell of lockers ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Audit the IRS rally with tens of thousands of people participating right there in Washington, D.C., and another 8,500 almost watching online right now. So you're talking about significant numbers. And the fact that Jordan will be speaking there this afternoon, there's a fight going on for our country, and you got to understand this is the American people reacting to the reality of what we've got right now. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Linda is calling from New Mexico on line 6. Hi, Linda. By the way, I'm looking at the crowd right now. It is packed. I mean, there's at least 10 or 15, maybe 20,000 people there. Go ahead, Linda.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, good. Hi. A quick question. I noticed that excuse me for a second. I noticed.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to come back to you in a moment. Let's go to Vera in Texas. Hi, Vera.
Jay, yes, I've really been through seeing a lot in the last 7 years, and the most recent, our freedom is being squashed to mention anything about religion in any public place. And we were in Ohio, okay. Texas, we seem to have a little more freedom, although this same thing happened with a judge saying they could not mention, you know,
right,
God at the beginning or ending.
Yeah, that was a big, a friend of ours, Kelly Shackelford, was handling that case. And it's not the legislatures. These judges will get in there. That's why if you have elected judges, you need to know where their positions are. And those kind of violations of free speech, which we haven't talked about in the last couple of weeks, but David, those are real, what Vera's talking about, these kind of attacks targeted directly at those that are simply sharing their faith or in a school setting. And these are ridiculous. We handle these cases all the time and get them resolved quickly. But the fact is, this is, it's pretty awful.
Well, the sad thing is that our government is getting in the habit of violating its citizens' rights, particularly when it comes to the free exercise of religion or when it comes to religious speech.
Yep.
Now, we have had enormous success in dealing with these kinds of issues. Most of the time, it just takes a letter.
And it's resolved. All right, listen to what Representative Salmon said right after we broke away from him. Here's what he wants to do with the IRS.
I want to tell my colleagues, if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we're getting. We have got to go in and abolish the IRS. I believe that with all my heart.
Folks, that's where you say to your petitions matter. 120,000 of you contacted us, and you got congressmen going to the steps of the Capitol saying abolish the IRS. Ted Cruz saying abolish the IRS. Right now, Jim Jordan is up. Let's go to it for a moment. He is the representative from Ohio's 4th.
That Obamacare became the law. We can't have this health care bill become law. We just can't have it. My favorite scripture verse, 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul writes to Timothy, he says this, I fought the good fight, I finished the course, I've kept the faith. That is our charge. If we do that, we'll make sure America continues to be the greatest nation ever. God bless you.
When I hear things like that from representatives like Jim Jordan, David, it's encouraging to hear these congressmen are on fire. They love the Lord, they're serving their country, they know what it takes, and they are focused like a laser beam. And this IRS thing has turned into be the, I really believe, not only the scandal of the decade, but I believe it is igniting the American people.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it is a great privilege here at ACLJ to work with congressmen like that. We have such a good relationship with people who have real convictions, and you can hear it in his voice, and you can hear it in the crowd that this has reignited something. The Obama administration has seriously miscalculated.
When you're looking at it, I'm seeing 9,228, almost 230 people watching online, another 10 or 20,000 there. This took place in a couple days' notice, folks. That's like having 35,000 of you contact us in 48 hours saying we're going to defend the Constitution of the United States. You go to ACLJ.org right now, add your voice to that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more, including your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Where you know we all want to change your head. You tell me.
Now more than ever, the U.S. Constitution is under attack. Just look at what's taking place in Washington. A concerted effort to unlawfully and unconstitutionally target conservative groups by the IRS. An Obama administration that tramples the constitutional rights of a free press. Since its inception, America has been guided by the Constitution and the rule of law. But there's a troubling seismic shift underway now in Washington, and scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. Bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to Phil, who's calling from Missouri on line one. Hi, Phil. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Yeah. I just wanted to go and comment about the defending our Constitution.
Yes, sir.
I'm a 20-year Army retiree.
Thank you for your service to the country.
You're quite welcome, sir. I still remember my oath of enlistment for every time I extended it up through my career. Number one priority and number one allegiance was to the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
And, you know, I've had friends go and say, well, we can't do anything because the president is the commander-in-chief of all the military and the thing, but we don't have an allegiance to the president. We have an allegiance to the Constitution.
Well, the fact of the matter is the president has a very different view of the Constitution. Let's just say it that way. By the way, a good friend of ours who's speaking right now, a well-known congresswoman from Minnesota, and that is Michelle Bachmann. Let's take a listen.
Don't you love the look of liberty? Well, it's been 100 years now that we've had the current United States tax code. Don't you think that a century of oppression is enough? I am proud to be the chair of the Tea Party Caucus in the House of Representatives. And I also want you to know in my former life, I actually was an insurgent. I was an insurgent because I absolutely wanted to defeat the tax code and bring more liberty about in the United States. And so I after I went to law school, I got a postdoctorate degree in tax law. And after that, I got a job with the IRS as a tax lawyer because I believe if you understand the enemy from the inside out, that's the best way to defeat them. I am so proud of all of you for being here today. You were here, many of you, during the Obamacare rally. Did you come then? God bless you and thank you for coming. One thing that we have heard from the politicians inside this dome is that they often are probably more frightened of real people than anything else. So I think that there are shivers right now going up the spines of a lot of politicians in that building.
All right, so that's our good friend Michelle Bachmann. Approaching the podium right now is Glenn Beck. I was just on his program when the first issue broke with the IRS. Let's go right to it.
Answer to them. They answer to
me. We don't have him yet. Okay, as soon as he starts speaking, we're going to go right to him. When this issue with the IRS first broke, Glenn Beck was one of the first ones. Obviously, Fox News picked it up right away. So we got that right away. Is that not working right now? We do have it. Let's go to it.
I want to bring on some of my friends. I want to bring on some people that are warriors because our tactics have got to change. If we want our country to change, we have to change fundamentally as people. Today, inside, they dedicated a brand new statue to another American giant. This one was Frederick Douglass.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a man that was born into slavery, but knew instinctively that he was not a slave. To keep a man a slave, you have to do the same, much of the same, as the old circus masters used to do around the turn of the last century with elephants. You'd clamp heavy chains around their legs, and then you would stake it to the ground. Then you would take the elephant, and you would beat it, and you would terrorize it. And after a while, you could unstake the chain. The elephant would just give up. He would no longer move. Just the mere rattle of the chain was enough to scare the elephant.
Wow.
And so they would give up, and they would do whatever it was the circus master required. Frederick Douglass was lucky enough to grow up in a house where he was taught to read and to write and to think. He knew that God did not make men to be masters over other men.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
He knew that God did not intend any man to impose unrighteous dominion over any man or beast. It is time that Americans remind themselves of this truth again and rise up against the intimidation before the handful of peanuts from our new political circus masters are considered kindness instead of the symbol of evil cruelty, which they are. In the building that stands behind me and in front of you, right now they are excusing the storing of all data, all phone calls, all financial transactions, geo-tracking. They are doing it in the name of our safety while allowing anyone to cross our borders.
More of this when Glenn Beck gets back on the topic of taxes, which is what the rally is supposed to be about. It looks like he's ventured into the NSA scandal. I think the only reason there's a scandal in the NSA is that we've got a 29-year-old who had access to all this data. And some will disagree with that. I don't think that in and of itself is the scandal. But the reality is, if you're David, just watching this, David French is with me here in the studio, and we're going to go back to it in a moment. This is an unbelievable event. I mean, there are tens of thousands of people speaking out here. It's very impressive.
That's right. I mean, people don't understand often how hard it is to get even 500 people and 500 individuals in one place at one time on short notice. This is tens of thousands on the shortest of notice, and it's because people are justifiably outraged. The administration has gone way too far, and it is now it's having to answer for it in federal court, and it's having to answer for it in front of members of Congress and even the media.
Well, let's do this. Is Glenn Beck back on the IRS topic? No. Well, as soon as he does, I'm going to get back to this because, folks, this I'm looking right now online. 11,300 people viewing this online right now, which is a huge number. There must be at least 10 or 20,000 on site. And this all took place with a couple of days notice. So I think it's fair to say the American people have had enough of this. And we're, David, we're seeing that too with our engagement on Facebook and our social media, and of course with the cases, with the case of the IRS as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the last month or so since May 10th, when Lois Lerner did her pseudo apology, the response on our social media, the response online has been overwhelming.
Glenn Beck is talking about an issue we're concerned about. That's Syria. Let's take a listen.
We tremble for the future of our children. But we wonder, and we want to ask all Americans, is this country even worth defending anymore?
Yeah. You gotta do it now.
Well, there you get a question asked to you. Is the country worth defending? The answer is yes. I'm not sure what the point there was, but I'll tell you what. The people there reacted, and the reaction was exactly that. Yes, it is a country worth defending. And we've got men and women, including David French, who's sitting next to me in the studio, that have done that in harm's way, serving our country. Let me tell you what I think is happening here, folks. Let me give you my analysis. That we're taking a break, and then we're going to go right back to the Tea Party event, which now has over 11, almost 12,000 viewers online. Another, like I said, 20 or 20,000, maybe more there at the event. I think what's happening, David, is when you look at the totality of all of the scandals, the circumstances, the targeting of the conservative groups, the pro-life groups, the going back to Fast and Furious, the Benghazi, when you look at all of this, I think the American people have really said, you know what? Enough. That this is a country worth defending, but we've got to actually go in and defend it.
Well, that's right. And the numbers are showing that. I mean, President Obama's approval rating is plummeting. It's down 17 points amongst voters under 30, which is an absolute core constituency of his. You know, the bottom line is those voters who are paying attention are beginning to wake up. And I've even had liberal friends express extreme outrage over this IRS scandal because it's an attack on the Constitution.
I think that there's truth to the fact that we've hit a issue that has transcended political bounds and has the people there across political spectrums really concerned about this. I'm looking at the crowd now in Washington, D.C., folks. Let me tell you, it's huge. I mean, Jenny Beth Martin did a fantastic job, the Tea Party Patriots, pulling this together so quickly. But you know what it tells me? It tells me the American people are saying, enough is enough. We want our country back. Stay engaged and stay informed. Go to ACLJ.org and get involved in our social media. Very important you do that. Sign our petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. A country worth defending? You bet. Back with more from the Tea Party Rally in Washington, D.C. in just a moment.
USA, IRS.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. Now more than ever, the U.S. Constitution is under attack. Just look at what's taking place in Washington. A concerted effort to unlawfully and unconstitutionally target conservative groups by the IRS. An Obama administration that tramples the constitutional rights of a free press. Since its inception, America has been guided by the Constitution and the rule of law. But there's a troubling seismic shift underway now in Washington, and scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We've got a big rally going on in Washington, D.C. involving the Tea Party called Audit the IRS. And, you know, I think about some of the stuff that we've dealt with the IRS over the years. It's kind of normally an organization the size of the ACLJ. But we had an audit. This was 3 or 4 years ago. And I'll never forget this, David. You know, we've got an office, and you've been in it, in Jerusalem. I mean, you're in the heart of the Middle East. And it's an office that handles very complex matters, governmental affairs matters for not only Israel, but, I mean, our Israel office was involved in the negotiations for the release of Nardar Khani. The Israel office has been heavily involved in dealing with a situation for Pastor Saeed. So we had a case at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, and we had a security detail from Israel. And we had I laugh about this now because it was so absurd. We had two hotel rooms, you know, well, more than two. We were six of us there. So we had, you know, say six hotel rooms. And then a seventh room for a four-person security detail. And all four of the guys stayed in the room, same room, because two of them would be up all the time. So two would be sleeping, two would be up. It was $238 a night. And the agent wanted us to justify it. Now, they've got the head of the IRS, one of their units, goes to Anaheim, California, spends $3,500 a night, which I can't even imagine there is a suite in Anaheim for $3,500 a night. This seems like a lot of money to me. That's more like a New York City price range, but okay, for their conference. You get audited, David, because you and Nancy adopted your daughter. And let's talk about, this is what bothers me, folks, and why we got to fight back because of the way the IRS is reacting.
We got audited because we adopted in 2010, got audited in 2011, and the IRS was making me produce receipts from Ethiopia that are written in Amharic. Nobody can understand that in the IRS, that are written in Birr, the Ethiopian currency, which has a very fluctuating exchange rate with the United States, trying to get me to justify adoption expenses that they didn't even allow anyway, which was absolutely unbelievable. And I found out that I was just one out of 100,000 adoptive families that got audited in 2011. 100,000.
And no changes on any of those. There was no reports of any adjustments. No fraud, nothing. So the IRS spent, I can't even imagine how many hours doing this. And what did they get out of it? Nothing. This is our government. And this is why we fight back. But I will tell you, there are 12,772 people viewing this online. And Will, has anybody given a number of what they think is present in Washington right now? I'm just looking at, because I've been in that area a lot where there's been rallies. It's got to be, because it holds a ton of, I mean, you probably could put 50,000 people in that one area easily, maybe more. There's probably 25,000. I may be a little off on that, but folks, there's a lot of people engaged on this. And I will tell you, this is an issue that's got engagement at levels we haven't seen, I don't think, in our nation's history. Let's go back and listen to Glenn Beck for a few moments.
And with people of God, and usually not the popular churches, usually not the preachers that everybody loved to hear. They were the preachers that put it all on the line. They were the preachers like these men who knew they were born free, but that freedom comes at a profound price, profound responsibility. People that stood against injustice, hatred, and bigotry. Our pulpits in this country have gone silent out of fear, out of arrogance, or out of apathy. Their faith is now found in the wisdom of man and not the power of God. For some preachers losing their tithing checks, or maybe it's the gold Rolex, has become more important than losing man's freedom. Whatever the reason, they are no longer willing to call evil by its name. And there is no vision. And when there is no vision, the people shall perish. May I humbly suggest a vision. Martin Luther King knew the answer, and he lost a lot more than congregants on his march. Yes. Students today all across our country are taught that his vision probably came from Gandhi, or maybe that idea came from some progressive philosopher in the early 20th century. Martin Luther King's vision of although we all be free men, when we choose to make ourselves servant to all, we gain the more, did not come from a progressive philosopher, believe me. Let's get a couple of things straight. What MLK and Gandhi and Lincoln, what they all did was not progressive or new. It was ancient. Hollywood, Woodstock, and the hippie culture was not the source of the power of the 1960s civil rights movement. It was God and God alone.
Speaking right now at the Audit the IRS rally in Washington, D.C., Jordan is going to be speaking there this afternoon. It is being streamed on Tea Party Patriots Live. It's also on C-SPAN 3, and I think they're covering the entire rally today, so you're going to want to stay tuned with that. Let me say this, and let me ask this to David here. We've got, I think, a unique time in our country and in our history in the sense that when you look at the, as I've been saying, the kind of the convergence of what's going on right now, you haven't seen this kind of momentum on any. It reminds me of the kind of the Operation Rescue days in the early days of the pro-life movement, but even maybe on a broader scale because the issues are broader. Because it's whether it's the Middle East, you know, giving Muslim Brotherhood F-16s and tanks, or whether it's a domestic issue like the HHS mandate or the churches being attacked or conservative groups being attacked. There's this sense of outrage that's probably the level highest I've ever seen it.
Right. I mean, and people are waking up. It's a fundamental clash of values. I mean, we're talking about core values that this administration has that are against liberty and in favor of a particular ideology, that do not view America as a source of strength and hope in the world, but as a source of a problem, and does not understand the threat that we face. We're talking about diametrically opposed worldviews, and a worldview that if most Americans knew, and they're beginning to know, if most Americans knew that he held it, would react strongly against it, and that's what we're seeing today.
Well, let me tell you what's going on coming up next week on the broadcast, folks. We'll talk about it a little bit on tomorrow's broadcast as well on Thursday and Friday, but we're going to get into it really heavily next week. I'm going to Washington tomorrow, participating in an event on behalf of the Coptic Christians that are being literally slaughtered in Egypt. And I'm going to be on a panel with former Attorney General Mike Mukasey, Judith Miller, who's on Fox News quite often. A number of members of Congress are coming. So I want you to understand the scope and breadth of the ACLJ. Today, Jordan and Than are in Washington at this rally. Jordan will be speaking. Than's working with members of Congress. David and a team right here are putting the final touches on the amended complaint going on the IRS case. I'm heading back to Washington tomorrow on behalf of the Coptic Christians in the Middle East. This is the scope and breadth of the ACLJ. And it's because of your support that we're able to do it. So I want to thank you, our friends and members that are listening to this broadcast right now, for the support you've given us and that you continue to give the ACLJ. And again, stay engaged, folks. The social media is an easy way to do it at Facebook. You can also go to our, in addition to Facebook, Twitter. Jordan's on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. David has a lot of articles posted on our site that are also cross-posted over on NRO, National Review. There's a lot of sources. We encourage you to read up on this stuff. We're constantly updating the site. We've got a lot of new. We put together these videos, folks, that are 3 or 4 minutes long that explain an entire issue to you. We're doing that a lot now with our video team. So I encourage you, and Logan works very tightly with this group, go to the website. All that information is available, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255.
Scandal after scandal reveals a new strategy by the Obama administration. Ignore the Constitution. Bypass the rule of law. But this nation can't afford to let that happen. As the American Center for Law and Justice continues our work defending the Constitution, stand with us now. Sign on to our petition to protect the U.S. Constitution. Now's the time to call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.